The Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We're up to the fifth bracha of the Amida, the bracha Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, the bracha of Tshuva. We've been making our way through. The formula of Tshuva begins with Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. The reason we're going back to Torah, it's familiar to us, it's not brand new, as we saw the Gemara Nida, because we were taught the entire Torah in our mother's womb. We spent our time with the Malach learning all of Torah, even though we would be caused to forget it. It wasn't a waste of time because it embedded within us the principles, the values, and therefore a familiarity with Torah. So we're simply returning to something we already know. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha, and bring us close, our King, to your avoda. We mentioned this is one of two brachas that refers to God as Avinu, and then we quickly pivot to malkeinu, our King, because we're going from our guf, we're going from our neshama rather, which is a chelek alaka mimal, our neshama, which is a part of God, and therefore a son, we refer to him as our father, that's Torah, and avodah sacha are the mitzvos, and now we connect to Hashem as a king, and we are his loyal servants. The beautiful Pele Yoetz, Dr. Oppenheimer shared with me, Pele Yoetz says the reason for the formula is the following. First, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. The first, if we want the roadmap, how to come back. Person who's strayed, a person who's become distanced, a person who's fallen, the way back is first, engage Torah study, re-accept Torah, reinvest in learning Torah, reinvest in Torah, informing and inspiring our entire outlook, our perspective, our entire view of the world. That's the first step, Pele Yoetz says. Then we have to take that commitment, that passion, that Torah that's informing our lives, and we have to put it into practice. It has to become part of our lifestyle, and that is V'karveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha. And only once we've learned Torah and we've incorporated it into our lives and our lifestyle, now we can honestly and authentically say, V'achazareinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Fully restore, fully bring us back, fully bring us to tshuva shleima lefanecha. Tiknu lanu razah b'tfila yilchas ha'shiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, V'achazareinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha, yiafshar l'tshuva shetiskayim b'li kedimas esek ha'Torah. Sometimes people make a mistake. They go wrong in a relationship down here on earth or in a relationship with Hashem above. And we think, you know, as long as I acknowledge that I made a mistake, then I can repair it, then I can return. But the truth is, if you don't take the time to invest, to understand where you went wrong and what to do better, if you don't educate, if you don't engage and invest in learning and understanding, then how can you possibly improve? And that's what the Pele Yoetz says. Yefsher l'tshuva shetiskayim b'li kedimas esek ha'Torah. That's perfect for this week, and the yontif, of course, of Shavuos, of Kabbalah Satorah. But without re-engaging Torah, learning Torah, Torah is Keim Chayinu V'Orach Yameinu, it's the air that we breathe. Torah is our formula, it's our blueprint, it's our recipe, it gives us the tools, it gives us a vocabulary, it gives us an outlook, it gives us the glasses to engage the world. Look at the people who don't have Torah. Without Torah, you're lost souls. That doesn't mean to say that everyone without Torah is somehow unethical or immoral. There are plenty of people who are wonderful and virtuous people without Torah, but it's such a confusing and complicated world. It's a world in which so many are led astray. It's a world in which relationships are under pressure, relationships are dissolving, technology is complicating, and Torah gives us the tools. Torah, as I said, gives us the courage and the conviction to navigate this world. So it's impossible, says the Pele Yoetz, to do tshuva without the tools of Torah. So the first step, if you want to come back, is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Bring me back to learning Torah. Bring me back to the familiarity. Embedded deep within me is this core connection to Torah. And then let me take what I'm learning and put it into practice. If I don't actually demonstrate a change in my behavior and my lifestyle, then how sincere am I in feeling bad for the thing I'm asking forgiveness for? You know, in relationships, it could be a child to a parent. It can be in marriage. Person senses that someone's disappointed. So you come and you say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So the parent or the spouse says to the other party, I appreciate you saying that. What are you sorry for? And if they fumble and they can't figure out what they're sorry for, how sincere is the sorry? If you just sense the other person's disappointed and you just want to repair so that you could move forward, but you don't actually know what you did wrong, then how can you be accountable? How can you change? And even if you say, I'm so sorry, and here's what I did wrong, but then the other party, the parent or the spouse says, but you're still doing it. But you did it again, but you repeated it. If you don't demonstrate a change, then how sincere is your sorry? How sincere is your asking for forgiveness? So the Pele Yoetz says that's why the formula is, first you have to inform, first you have to become educated. What'd you do wrong? So the first thing is Esek HaTorah, you have to learn Torah. Then, Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, you have to demonstrate a change of life, change of lifestyle, put it into practice. And only when those two things are in place, now, V'achazireinu B'teshuva Shleima L'Fanecha. Teshuva Shleima. The Teshuva Shleima is a very interesting description. We'll get back to another night. What terms? We have Refuah Shleima, Teshuva Shleima, some things we say Shleima, complete. Is there a Teshuva that's not Shleima? What does the tshuva that's incomplete look like? That's not tshuva. So tshuva, it's like being half pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You did tshuva or you didn't do tshuva. What's tshuva shlema? Hachazirenu. Bring us back to tshuva shlema. And where, how do we know? What is the confirmation that a tshuva is shlema? Because it's where? Lefanecha. What does that mean, lefanecha? Where else would it be? What is lefanecha? So some say lefanecha means unto the kisei hakavod, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, pasuk and Hoshea, that we return to you, Hashem, until you. So gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. Chazal say in Yuma Peivav, the greatest tshuva that it enables us to elevate all the way to the kisei hakavod. The tshuva doesn't just get us back to the baseline of where we were. Tshuva actually accelerates us even higher, elevates us even higher. Greatest tshuva brings us up to the kisei hakavod. So maybe that's what lefanecha. That if we follow that formula, v'achazirenu b'tshuva shleima, we can achieve full and complete tshuva. And where does it bring us? All the way up lefanecha. That's one possibility. But we'll continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night with another possibility of what it means lefanecha. That our hope and our wish, our ambition is that our tshuva is so great it gets lefanecha in front of Hashem Himself.